It's a Monday morning in September, the very first rehearsal of the Love Notes chorus. It looks like a typical choir rehearsal. There are rows of about 30 black chairs set up in a semicircle in a corner of a church fellowship hall. A grand piano, a music stand, a guitar. The choir members are gathered around a snack table, eating cupcakes, hugging each other, and laughing. So much laughing. It feels less like a choir rehearsal and more like a reunion of old friends. All the people are here because they love to sing. But there's something special about this choir that you can't tell just by looking at it. This is a choir for people with early memory loss, their caregivers, and volunteers.
I'm Marcia Crosby. I wish I was related to Bing Crosby, but that just doesn't happen.
Is it okay to ask you how old you are?
Oh, wait a minute, I have to. 81.
Marcia is in the early stages of memory loss.
And it's very frustrating, very, very frustrating.
She grew up in New England, surrounded by music.
On Sundays, we'd go over to Grandma's house, and there was a piano there. And of course, after a while, we started playing the piano, and we all started to sing. So anywhere there's a piano and music, we're there with it. And it's a good feeling.
Marcia has sung in choirs her whole life. Her son heard about the Love Notes chorus and signed her up. She can't drive anymore because of the memory loss. So she was paired up with two volunteers who pick her up and take her to rehearsal every Monday.
My name is Butch Stansel. I'm in seventh grade and I'm 13 years old.
And his mom.
I'm Allison Stansel.
Allison and Birch signed up to be volunteer singers.
It was something that he and I could do together. And we were so excited that we got paired with Marcia, and we've just had a wonderful time.
What did you think when you first met her?
I thought, this is gonna be great. She was just she was so happy to come, and it was...
I love you, Birch. I love you.
The three of them share a music stand. Sometimes they're having so much fun that they distract each other and mess up.
Clapping, not clapping.
Whoops, whoops.
Yeah. So we're keeping each other in line.
Yeah.
Love Notes Chorus was started this fall by Edie Elkier and Susie Higley. They've been best friends for over 30 years. The choir is part of their organization, Music Memories Austin. They do music workshops for people in retirement communities and assisted living and memory care facilities.
And we love what we're doing.
That's Susie. She says they often see things that astonish them.
We feel and we see people actually wake up. That spark all of a sudden is there.
Susie recalls a workshop they did with a woman who had very late stage Alzheimer's. She had a difficult time coming up with her own thoughts and expressing herself.
We were singing on the good ship Lollipop, and we said something like, oh, this was a Shirley Temple song. And all of a sudden, her little feet start moving underneath her chair, and the woman started singing with us, and we had not heard her sing before. She usually just watched everybody. We finished the song, and she says, what just happened? We were so stunned. Here's this woman who has not spoken a word of her own thought the whole time we've been meeting. And I said, music just happened. I couldn't think of what else to say. I was so completely blown away by it. And then she looked at me and she said, music is good for me. And at this point, we just started crying. It was just, we couldn't hold it back. It was so monumental an experience to see this woman who had been locked in this body and was just all of a sudden expressing this person that had been there all along, but we hadn't met her yet.
For their concert later this week, the choir is singing songs on the theme of peace, love, and joy. Most of the songs are familiar to the choir members, but some find it challenging to learn their parts. Edie reassures them.
I want to reiterate that there is no wrong in this room. There is no wrong, everybody. If you get frustrated, I don't want that. There is really and truly no wrong, and you can do just the melody if you want to.
A month later, in mid-October, I'm back at Love Notes chorus rehearsal. It's clear that they've had a few more rehearsals under their belt.
My favorite song is I Love the Mountains. It didn't start off that way, but it's grown on me.
That's Birch again. Here's Allison.
Most of the songs people are somewhat familiar with. So yeah. I think the stress of trying to learn the music has been low. And because everybody's enjoying it, it doesn't really feel like work.
And Marcia.
We all like to sing. We all love music. So we're doing it together. And that's fun. It really is.
I think it's just the miracle of music.
That's Susie again.
I think it's the miracle of touching that part of the brain that is still connected to the soul, that is that person's own being, that special, noble being that's hiding in there, that has always been there, but that somehow through music seems to shine.
Just listening to music or singing music, I think your brain is working. Your brain is in tune.
How does it make your brain feel when you're singing in the Love Notes Choir?
I would say good. And I talked to my brain. I said, brain, you did a good job today.
Michelle Dahlenberg, KUT News.